Tracy Bouton, 50 years old.
Melissa Larry, 49.
I lived in Boston for a year after, 2 years after I finished college. And Melissa was still in college for one more year because she's a year younger. So we were still friends there. And when she graduated college, she moved to Atlanta. And when she moved there, I went down to visit because I had family there. And that's actually when our relationship started.
She was very funny. She'd always make me laugh. We always laugh. We still laugh to this day. We can always find laughter in things. I always felt like she, you know, spoke her mind, was not afraid of anything, was always willing to try new stuff, and she just was my soulmate.
Well, she pretty much doesn't take crap from anyone, and is very honest and straightforward. I mean, what you see is what you get.
2003, November 2003, the news breaks. Gay marriage will be law, May 2004. Do you remember hearing it in the news? Do you remember?
I don't remember hearing it in the news, but we got the news because my mom called us, and my parents live here in Falmouth, called me. Great news! Gay marriage is legal in Massachusetts, and now you have to move back. Once we made the decision to, like, okay, we're going to move to Falmouth, then it was exciting. It was like, okay, and we can plan a wedding, like, for real, and have paper and have, you know, and have it all be recognized for real. Like, that's a big deal. And so then it became more of like, okay, we're really going to do this, and we're going to do it right away when we first move here. Because we also knew the impact of, like, if I get a job, Tracy can just be on my insurance. Like, oh my gosh, that would be the first time ever. It was kind of exciting.
I wasn't going to vote for a ceremony and a wedding. I said, let's just go down to the town hall and get married or whatever, you know. I mean, Melissa pushed for the ceremony and, you know, the photographer and the food and the whole thing and the invitations and yeah, flowers. I mean, all that stuff. And I just thought, oh, man, this is, like, crazy. But then I was really glad that we did it. Because then it was the first time that our families had all been together. And it was the first time that our fathers had ever met. And then I realized that for our friends in Georgia and our gay friends that can't get married, you know, they were like, oh, my God, this is, like, unbelievable that you can do this. This is crazy that you can get married. I mean, it was just hugely impactful and emotional for them, right, for many reasons. And that being a big one, that we could actually legally get married.